This is 98.1 Parafam Breakfast, brought to you by Harvey Norman Muswellbrook Fair. Dana hanging out with you. And on Sunday, it's World Kangaroo Day. Now, I don't know if you know this, but here in the Upper Hunter, we have some local legends in our community who look after injured wildlife. The organisation is called Wildlife Aid here in the Upper Hunter, and Joe Kelly is the president. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Now, I picture you surrounded in your lounge room by joeys. Is that your situation right now?
No, at the moment I am in my lounge room. I've got a brand new little joey that just got bought in a couple of hours ago that's in my laundry that's covered in lice. And I've got two in my bedroom and the other nine are outside in their pen.
Okay, they're in your bedroom. Are they in like pillowcases or are they just chilling on the bed?
Oh, no, they're not chilling on the bed. No, they're in hangers. And they're in like little pouches. So they do have a little hop around and everything, but they're mostly in their pouches because they're only little.
So. Oh, so cute. So tell me, Jo, how did you get into rescuing and rehabilitating joeys?
About 12 years ago, I was my husband had been killed and just on my road on a roadside accident. And thank you. I was visiting his cross and I noticed that these cars were swerving around something on the road.
Oh, wow.
So I walked down to where it was, and it was actually a kangaroo that had been hit. And I didn't know what to do. I had a look, and there was something moving, so there was a joey in the pouch. So I ended up getting the joey out of the pouch and coming home and looking up who to ring, and I rang up Wildlife Aid, which is the local organisation for rescuing animals. And I took that kangaroo to some carers. And then I saw them at the Broke Fair, and me and my daughter said, yeah, let's do that. So it seems like a sign that I should be getting into something like that, and I've been doing it ever since.
Oh, that's a beautiful sign and a wonderful story. Do you, you've been doing it for years now. Do you find that these little joeys and little kangaroos have different personalities?
Oh, definitely, definitely. They all have different personalities and different types of the macropods, which is like the section of joeys that they are. So
okay.
We've got... In this area, we have eastern greys, we have wallaroos, we have swamp wallabies, we have redneck wallabies. We have quite a few different ones, and they all are on different landscapes. Like the eastern greys are mostly on the plains or down in the paddock.
Oh, really?
And then the mountains. Yeah, and then the mountains, because they're the big, you know, the big ones that you see in mobs, a whole lot of them together, the grey. They would be the eastern greys. And then in the mountains and where there's lots of trees, you'll see other ones like swamp wallabies. And they've grown up to adapt to jumping on rocks and living off mostly bushes and things like that, whereas the eastern greys mostly live on the grass and they like the open plains to run on.
I'm chatting to Jo Kelly. She's the president of Wildlife Aid here in the Upper Hunter, and it is World Kangaroo Day on Sunday. Jo, do you plan on? Do you have to spend all of your time with these joeys? Do they ever let you go out and have a night out without them?
Depends on their age. Not at the moment, no. I've got a couple of wallaroos now that all they do is they come home, they go in their pouch, they poo in their pouch, they have their biscuits, drink their water, and then they're off again. Teenagers, you know. Crazy.
Like true teenagers. I'm chatting to Jo Kelly. She's the president of Wildlife Aid here in the Upper Hunter. If you do see an animal on the road and you're not quite sure what to do, you can call a Wildlife Aid. Jo and her team do a wonderful job of looking after our wildlife. And it is World Kangaroo Day. So, Jo, happy World Kangaroo Day for Sunday.
Thank you. And I'll wish all my little babies here happy Kangaroo Day too.
Please do.